Lummy egged him on. Go on, take it off him, I dare you. Hot Pie kicked his donkey, riding closer. Eh, lumpy fish, you give me that sword. His hair was the colour of straw, his fat face all sunburnt and peeling. You don't know how to use it. Yes, I do, Arya could have said. I killed a boy, a fat boy like you. I stabbed him in the belly, and he died. And I'll kill you too, if you don't let me alone. Only she did not dare. Yoren didn't know about the stable boy, but she was afraid of what he might do if he found out. Arya was pretty sure that some of the other men were killers too, the three in the manacles for sure, but the queen wasn't looking for them, so it wasn't the same.
Look at him, brayed Lummy Greenhands. I'll bet he's going to cry now. You want to cry, lumpyhead?
She had cried in her sleep the night before, dreaming of her father. Come morning, she'd woken red-eyed and dry, and could not have shed another tear if her life had hung on it.
"He's going to wet his pants,"
Hot Pie suggested.
"Leave him be,"
said the boy with the shaggy black hair who rode behind them. Lummy had named him the Bull, on account of this horned helm he had, that he polished all the time but never wore. Lummy didn't dare mock the Bull. He was older and big for his age, with a broad chest and strong-looking arms.